We would like to take this opportunity to welcome Reverend Father Sujit Thomas. Atun is presently serving as the parish vicar of St. Paul's Orthodox Church in Albany, New York, and he is also presently serving as the director of Focus for the Northeast American Diocese. Atun has previously spoken on SLUTHO, and he has graciously agreed to join us here again this evening, and we thank him for taking time out of his schedule to be able to join us and lead us in the devotional message for this evening. And at this time, I invite Atun to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and always and forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one true God. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today, I would like for us to focus on a prayer that St. Paul prayed for one of his churches. All of St. Paul's epistles begin with an opening prayer for the community that he is writing to. And in Colossians, in the epistle to the Colossians, he prays the following prayer for them. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power. And may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. I would like for us to focus our attention on the second request in that sentence. May you be prepared to endure everything with patience. St. Paul is praying for the church in Colossia, and he is asking God that God might prepare them to endure everything with patience. Today, we live in a culture where we seek to be satisfied at the instant. We seek instant gratification. Now, recently I was watching a comedian who was making fun of, you know, teenagers and young people who are on their smartphones and who get upset when there's a delay. The comedian was saying, it's connecting to space. It's connecting to the satellite. And, you know, and as much as a joke that is, think about how in our own lives, when whether it's internet or our phones or the technology or even other people don't respond to us, how impatient we get, how frustrated we get, and how we expect an instantaneous response in our lives. This isn't just in technology or even our relationship with our friends and our family members, but this is also in our life in the church. We want immediate results. We ask for immediate solutions. But St. Paul prays for his church that they may be prepared to endure everything with patience. So the quality, the values that he would like to see reflected in the life of his church is patience and endurance. Those two qualities, patience and endurance, are two things that we ought to strive a great deal for. Why should we strive for them? Because God is patient with us. God's love is patient with us. God has forgiven us. God has borne us. God has accepted the foibles and the weaknesses in our lives, and God is patient with us. And so the faith requires that we respond in perseverance and in patience. And when we face pressures and trials in our life, we must respond with perseverance and patience. You know, God has built that into the created order. The gestation period for animals is a testament to that. You know, human beings have one of the longest gestation periods. A child doesn't come out of the womb the moment it is conceived. A 9-month-long arduous period of patient waiting is there for the family, for the mother, for the child to be born into this world. That's in the created order itself, that God wants us to be patient with Him. And we have to be likewise patient in all aspects of our life. There are many moments in our life where things will not go the way that we want them to go, but we must patiently accept the things. Evagrius, who was one of the early spiritual writers, says, if you patiently accept what comes, you will always pray with joy. Often our prayers are asking God to speed up His work. But we must patiently accept what comes our way, and we will pray with joy. He who prays with understanding patiently accepts circumstances, whereas he who resents them has not yet attained pure prayer. St. Mark the Ascetic. So we must be patient and persevere in our personal lives. So perseverance is different from patience. Perseverance is the ability to deal triumphantly in any struggle in our life. Perseverance is the commitment to continue to do the right thing, even in spite of difficulties. St. Paul is a great example of perseverance. St. Paul, in his life, reflected this perseverance. In Acts chapter 14, he was stoned by his enemies in Lystra, and he was left for the dead. What does St. Paul do? He gets up and he goes back into that very same city. Perseverance. In the book of Revelation, Jesus, in his message to the church in Ephesus, says, I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance. We must be patient. We must endure the circumstances of our life. Even when the circumstances are not what we would like, we must be patient in enduring them. So that endurance is what God requires of us, what God blesses. May God bless every single one of us. And just as St. Paul prayed for his listeners, for his readers, I too pray that all of our listeners today will be strengthened by God so that we might patiently endure all that we have to face. May God Almighty bless every single one of us. Let us pray. And to our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanksgiving, and blessing for his living words unto us. Unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.